fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger.
Masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. A temporary camp in the hills near Eagle Pass. They decided to remain there a few days to make necessary repairs on worn riding gear. One afternoon, Tonto, who had gone to town, hurriedly pulled rein at the camp.
Oh, hold on. Easy, easy, fella. It's
gone longer than I expected, Tonto.
I'm going to see Indian smoke signal from hills. Them hunt for you.
Did you go find out what was wanted?
Me go meet Indians. Them say Padre want Lone Ranger come to mission.
I see. Must be important. We'll break camp and set out for the mission right away.
Two days later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived at the mission.
Welcome, my friends.
We came as quickly as possible, Padre.
I knew you would, amigo. Come inside, and while you rest, I'll tell you why I've sent for you.
Very well.
Come in. Come in, Tonto. Sit down, amigos.
Thank you, Padre.
My friends, a gang of outlaws is operating in the territory near Flint Hill.
I see.
That's not good.
The gang is ruthless. It covers any trail that might be left so that the sheriff hasn't been able to find them.
They must have a clever leader.
Si, amigo. The man who leads them is very clever.
You know who he is, Padre?
Si. A few days ago, I traveled to Flint Hill. On the way back, I found a man lying on the trail. He had been shot. Left for dead. But as I bent over him, he opened his eyes.
Did he speak?
See. As I started to help him sit up, he spoke.
It's no use, Padre. I'm done for.
Perhaps I'll be able to get you to the mission, my son.
No. I'm going fast. I was with a gang of outlaws. The leader is Black Honey.
Easy, my son, easy.
I argued with Black Honey. Too many killings. Said I was going to quit the gang. He had me dry ghost.
See, I've heard much of Black Honey.
He's plenty smart. And plenty mean. Next week, he plans to rob train. Carrying a big shipment of gold. Tell Sheriff, the gang is hiding out over on
rest in peace, my son. I must send for my masked friend, tell him about this Black Barney and his plan.
Notorious Black Carney is leader of the outlaw gang you mentioned.
Si, amigo.
Black Carney's men are a menace to the West.
Isn't that right?
It's too bad the dying outlaw didn't have time to tell you where the gang is hiding.
I know. I took his body to Flint Hill and reported the matter to the sheriff. The posse has been hunting the outlaws, but without success ever since.
He spoke of a plan to rob a train carrying gold.
Si, amigo. I learned from the sheriff that such a shipment will be on a train leaving Flint Hill tomorrow at noon. He plans to put deputies on that train.
I see. If Black Harney doesn't get wind of it, the gang might run into trouble.
That's right. I knew you had hunted Black Harney in the Pecos territory, so when I found out he was down this way, I asked our Indian friends to send you a message.
I'm glad you did, Padre. We'll set out in the morning and investigate the railroad right-of-way for several miles out of Flint Hill.
Maybe we find place where gang planned a stop train.
That's what I'm hoping, Toto.
We wait here until morning, Kimasabi?
Well, we'll ride to the edge of town this afternoon. You may get some news there. Then we'll come back here for the night, if the Padre is willing.
But of course, amigo. You're both most welcome to stay as long as you like.
Thank you, Padre.
We'll start for town now, Toto.
I shall expect you for supper, my friends.
We won't be gone long.
Adios.
Adios. Adios. Adios. Adios. Adios. Adios. Adios.
Meantime, the outlaw leader, Black Harney, looked up as one of his men entered his cabin, located in a secluded hollow.
Howdy, kid. Any news in Flint Hill today?
Yeah, plenty, Harney.
Yeah, what for instance?
We learned, of course, that a padre who has a mission near here found Frank's body and took it to Flint Hill the other day.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, it seems Frank wasn't dead yet when he was found. He left the cat out of the bag about the plan to rob the train.
How did you get that idea?
I heard an hombre at the cafe say so. He's been made a deputy, and he's going to ride that train.
You mean the sheriff is putting deputies on that train?
That's right. That makes our plan to grab that gold shipment fall flat on its face.
Well, maybe not, Kit. Maybe not.
What do you mean, maybe not? You mean to say you'd be loco enough to try to go through it anyhow?
You ever play fireman on a railroad engine, Kit?
No, of course not.
Well, it's always the first time.
I don't savvy what you're driving.
All right, just take it easy, and I'll tell you.
I'm listening, but I'm not going to like it.
Now, look, Kit. You've been hitting the Owl Hoot Trail with me long enough to know I always manage to outsmart any lawman.
Sure, but this is different, Harney. I don't hanker to come up against a bunch of armed deputies who'll be ready and waiting for us to strike.
Give me credit for having some brains, will you? You know that water tank alongside the tracks about a mile outside of Flint Hill?
Yeah. The train will stop there before it pulls into town to take on the gold.
There's dense woods and underbrush across the tracks in that water tank. When the train stops for water, we'll be waiting there out of sight.
And then what?
While the fireman and engineer are busy at the tank, we'll be able to get into the engine cab. We'll take them by surprise. Tie them up, toss them out in the brush.
Can you run the engine?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. But someone might get wise when we take the train into town.
We'll smear our faces with black grease and take the chance.
How do we get the gold?
Yeah, the gang will go to the gorge beyond town and weaken the supports of the wooden trestle. They'll wait there till the train crashes into the gorge, then move in and take the gold.
What about us? If we're running the train, how are we going to escape the wreck?
We'll jump just before the train goes onto the trestle. Then we'll meet the gang when they come out of the gorge.
Oh, honey, you sure got it all figured out.
Yeah. That gold is as good as ours already. Yeah, come on, we'll go tell the others about it, huh?
Right.
The lawmen riding that train are going to be in for an awful big surprise.
Tonto had ridden to the edge of town. The masked man waited in a secluded grove while Tonto went into Flint Hill in search of news. About an hour later, Tonto returned.
What's going on, fella? Come
there. You hear or see anything that might be important, Tonto?
Me hear fella in cafe say him made special deputy. Him say him help in plan to catch outlaw gang tomorrow.
I was afraid the news would leak out. Black Harney is sure to hear about the sheriff's plan.
That's right. Maybe outlaws not try to rob train now.
I wouldn't be so sure. Knowing Black Harney's reputation, I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to outwit the sheriff's men and went after the gold anyway.
It'd be taking plenty big chance, Kimasabi.
Harney is noted for taking chances, Tonto. We'll go out in the morning as we planned and check the right-of-way beyond Flint Hill. Here's a little... Get back to the mission, Tonto. Easy, steady. Monster!
just outside of town. Then they started along the right-of-way, keeping a sharp lookout for any sign of outlaws. Meantime, in town, the sheriff was talking to his regular deputy, Jake.
Jake, you have a few hours before me and the other men get aboard that train. I want you to take two or three men with you and ride up along the railroad tracks looking for any obstructions the outlaws might use to stop the train.
Well, all right, Sheriff, but a small number of us won't be any match for Black Carney and his gang if we happen to spot them.
Now, hold on. I'm not sending you out to fight them outlaws. If you do spot them or anything on the tracks, ride back toward town and flag the train.
What then?
We'll know what to expect and we'll be ready for them.
Well, yeah, but suppose they spot us.
Then get away the best you can and head back here to town. Now, get going. If we get Black Harney and his gang, it'll be a big day for all of us.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto investigated the tracks for several miles, going as far as the trestle, but seeing nothing suspicious. They reined to a halt.
Come several miles, Tonto.
There's no sign of outlaws.
Maybe that we started out too early. The gang may have picked out a place to stage the robbery somewhere between here and town after we passed by.
What we do now, Kimasabi?
We'll turn and go back.
Well, maybe them decide not to hold up train because of guards riding in cars.
Could be. But until that train is safely on its way, we can't be sure Black Harney did change his mind. Let's turn back now.
Pull to the right.
Meantime, the deputy Jake with three other men rode along the railroad tracks toward the trestle. As they rode along a trail that followed the rim of a canyon through which the railroad went, they could look ahead for some distance. Suddenly, Jake pulled rein.
What are we stopping for, Jake?
From up here, we can look far ahead along the trail. I wonder if you see what I do.
Hey, a couple of hombres riding down along the right-of-way.
Yeah, they're heading into the canyon, and they don't see us up here. Looks like one of them's masked, too.
Sure does. By golly, maybe that's Black Harney himself.
Yeah, since there's just two of them, we'll ride back till we get to the end of the canyon. We'll get the drop on them there from behind some boulders. Now, let's get moving, quick.
Yes.
Tonto rode through the canyon, moving at a slow pace. As they approached the end of the canyon, a warning shot came from behind some big boulders.
Shot come from behind big boulder.
Yes, it was a warning shot. High over our heads.
All right, both of you. We're coming out.
Right, do as he says, Tonto.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Himself.
Yeah, keep them both covered, man. We'll soon find out if it's Harney. Before we take him back to town with us, I'll go take off that mask of his. And then we'll know for sure.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Sat in their saddles a few feet in front of the Lone Ranger and Tonto. They were in a close group. A knowing glance passed between the masked man and his Indian friend, a glance that told Tonto to be ready for a fast move. The great horse Silver, too, tensed.
as a certain signal with a knee warned the intelligent stallion that he was to stand ready. Then, as Jake started forward, the Lone Ranger shouted,
"Go, Silver! Up,
Silver!" Instantly, the two horses plunged forward, rearing and pawing viciously. Silver's flying forces struck Jake, sending him flying from the saddle. And Scout's front hoof struck the gun arm of one of the men. Their own horses plunged about, squealing and bucking.
"Go, Silver! Up, Silver!"
Before the starting men could regain their senses, the Lone Ranger and Tonto started away. The Lone Ranger and Tonto circled away from the railroad, and knowing that the four men would trail them, kept riding in a fast gallop for some time. Finally, after using clever means to throw their followers off their trail, the two men pulled to a stop.
Hold over, hold over.
I think we're safe enough now, Tonto. We've lost considerable time. We're on the opposite side of town.
That's right. Look, Kimikati. Their train now.
Yes, it's just leaving the water tank and heading for town. We're right over there to the tracks and fall.
Move to the much help.
The railroad tracks were only a short distance from where the masked man and Tonto had stopped. Reaching the tracks,
they
could see the tanks up ahead and started riding along the right of way.
It's only a mile to town from that tank. The train may be there by now, taking on the gold shipment.
You ride along behind train with mask on, Kimasabi. Maybe somebody shoot.
It'll take only a few minutes to fix a disguise.
A few minutes later, they reached the water tank and stopped where water was still dripping from the big hose. The Lone Ranger removed his mask and changed his appearance with disguise materials. Tonto watched critically, then nodded.
Oh, that's plenty good.
There, that should do it.
Cry for help.
Came from the brush just across the tracks. Come on. Help you untie them, Tonto. Leave those feet there. Wait this knot. Who did this? Who are you? There.
It was Black Harley and another outlaw. I came to after they hit me on the head and I heard them talk.
Yes, and I did too. I'm the engineer from the train. He's the fireman. They took us by surprise and socked us, then tied us up.
Harney and the other outlaw took your places?
Yeah, that's right, mister. I heard them talking over a plan to wreck the train. Harney is getting us waiting in the gorge on the other side of town.
Yeah. They weakened the trestle support. Connie's going to jump from the engine with the other outlaws. They approach the trestle.
And the trestle will give away when the train gets on it. And the train will crash into the gorge.
We're losing time. It isn't far to town. You men will have to walk there. Come on, Tonto. We'll get our horses from across the tracks and follow the train.
Get a big fellow. He's got easy, fella.
Monson!
Kit sat on the small seat in the engine cab and looked back toward the platform where the express was being loaded. They had streaked their faces with black grease, and no one had questioned their identity. Harney spoke.
Yeah, they're putting the gold ship in the express car now, Kit.
Yeah.
And look, there's the sheriff and his men going aboard, too.
Like sheep going to slaughter.
Hey, the conductor's giving a go-ahead signal.
Well, we won't disappoint him.
Here we go.
Stood with the others, looking at the damage they had done.
Well, Frank, that ought to do it, don't you think?
Yeah, those big supports are sawed almost through, and the braces have been weakened. Man alive, that's going to be a sight when that train crashes. What time will the train get here to the trestle, do you think, Buck?
How do I know? You can't count on these trains running right on time. Sometimes they're late as much as half hour or more. But in spite of that, we'll get ready right now. Frank? You get one of the boys and stay near the horses so they don't get panicky when the crash comes.
All right. You won't have to worry about the horses. Mike and I will look after them so they'll be ready for a quick getaway.
Good. Black Honey and Kid will meet us as soon as we get the gold, and then we'll head for safety. This wreck will keep everybody from town busy for quite some time, so they won't be missing that gold shipment for quite a while. Don't be a fool. As soon as somebody finds the engineer and fireman tied up where Black Honey and Kid are going to leave them, they'll get wise that we'll be far away by that time. All right, let's get moving now to the place where we're going to wait until it happens. Come on, everybody.
Was gaining momentum after leaving town as the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had circled to avoid the crowd at the station, swerved back to the right-of-way and raced alongside of the tracks after the speeding train.
We have to make it, Tonto! Montino, stop!
The great-hearted Silver, followed by the faithful Scout, responded to the urging of their masters and increased their speed, gradually closing the gap between the rear of the train and themselves. The guard on the rear platform called the sheriff out, then pointed back.
Hey, look, Sheriff. Two hombres chased the train. Maybe they're part of the outlaw gang. Two men couldn't do us any harm. Anyway, why would they ride after us openly like that?
Shall I throw some lead at them?
No. Keep the gun handy. We'll see what they're up to.
Hey,
they're moving up on the train.
Yeah, they'll be alongside the platform here in a few seconds.
I'm coming aboard.
Keep your gun handy. I'll lend him a hand.
The Lone Ranger moved up alongside the rear platform. Then, as the sheriff, standing on the steps and hanging onto the handrail, reached out his hand, the Lone Ranger lunged toward the platform steps.
Here I come.
You make it. Better explain.
Now, wait. Hello, with the horses.
Now, mister, what's this all about? Why did you and that redskin...
Black Harney and one of his men are running the train. They plan to wreck it at the trestle.
Doggone.
I'm going over the top of the cars.
All right. I'll go through the train to the front end. I'll pick up some of the others on the way through the cars. By thunder, if what you say is true, we won't have a chance when we hit that trestle.
Ranger climbed to the top of the swaying cars and started along the narrow car roof. He noticed the speed of the train was decreasing, and he knew the trestle was less than a mile ahead. From the report given by the engineer and fireman, when he and Tonto had found them near the water tank, the Lone Ranger knew the outlaws in the engine planned to jump before reaching the weakened trestle.
Slowing down for the vehicle to jump. I'd better hurry.
Finally, after making his way over the car top, the Lone Ranger approached the tender where the wood for the engine was stacked. He could see both Arnie and Kit sitting on the cab seats and leaning out the cab windows. He wanted to get closer to avoid the danger of a quick move by either of the outlaws. Moving cautiously, he started over the logs toward the engine when the logs began to roll.
That takes care of you.
When the Lone Ranger wounded Kit, Black Harney flung himself from the seat to the floor of the cab, turning with his gun in his hand. Once again, the masked man's gun barked.
Now I'll stop this train.
And his men hurried to the engine. The Lone Ranger quickly explained the situation. Then the sheriff spoke.
By thunder, mister, you saved us from a wreck.
There's Black Harney and one of his men. The rest are in the gorge.
Well, we'll get them there. We got plenty of men.
It isn't part of the gorge.
That's right. We'll form two groups and go on foot. We ought to be able to track them if we move in on them from each end. Let's get going.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had caught up with the train, led one group while the sheriff led the other. A signal was agreed upon, and the group separated, going to each end of the gorge. The signal was given, they closed in on the gang. The outlaws were taken by surprise, and the gun battle was short. Finally, it was over. The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode back to the train. Then Tonto started for town with Silver and Scout, while the Lone Ranger moved the train slowly to the edge of the trestle. Black Harney and his men were put aboard under guard. Then the Lone Ranger backed the train to the town of Flint Hill. When he stepped from the engine with the sheriff, Tonto was waiting with the horses.
By thunder, if you hadn't come along, mister, maybe none of us would be alive. And Black Harney's gang would have had that gold shipment.
I'm glad we discovered Harney's plan in time. Well, my friend is waiting for me. Adios, Sheriff.
Adios, and thanks a lot.
Hey, Sheriff, me and the men who went with me saw a couple of those auto hoops before the train left town. We've been trailing them, but we lost our trail. One of them was mad.
Gosh, looks like that strange and the Indian did what they set out to do.
He did plenty.
Who are you, mister?
I'm the engineer of this train, that's who. Harney tricked me into fireman. It was that stranger.
I know. He did plenty, like I just said.
Yes, Sheriff, but the two outlaws we were trailing must have got away. They were riding a white stallion and a pink. The Indian was on the pink, the masked man.
Hold on. Look over there.
Huh? Hey, Sheriff, that's them. You see the masked hombre getting on the stallion? We've been away.
I don't know why he put that mask on just now, but those two are the ones who saved the train and helped capture the gang, along with Harney himself.
What?
The Indian told me who the masked hombre is, Sheriff, if you want to know.
Well, don't stand there with your mouth hanging open and nothing coming out. Speak up. Yeah. Who is he?
Oh, yeah. He's the Lone Ranger.
Created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.